Finding Midday Winners. The midday swing trader must locate issues that will generate predictable range movement. Expect no more than 20%, 10 or 12, of the stocks within a real-time quote screen of 50 to 60 issues to display positive characteristics of trend and volatility on any given day. The setups for these trading vehicles must reveal their intentions through prior analysis of momentum, key SR, and prevailing pattern cycles. Supplement overnight study with classic intraday price analysis. Exercise strong discipline and keep the level 2 screen at some distance while an unbiased evaluation of all technical factors decides the next execution. Always ask the right questions before making the trade. Has the stock broken out of its first hour range? First hour breakouts signify trending markets. A breakout can lead to a series of strong price thrusts in the direction of the break. Alternatively, when price remains stuck between early trading extremes, it lacks sufficient crowd enthusiasm or fear to push it through these barriers. The longer that markets sit in this early price range, the less likely that any significant movement will occur until, at least, the end of the day. Is it close to its high or low for the day? Many eyes watch markets that trade close to their highs or lows. Important tests at these levels invite the crowd to jump in or head for the exits. Don't be fooled by one or two tick penetrations of these extremes, especially on the first test. Professionals know that stops build right at these points and will take them out, regardless of their other intentions. Momentum players should concentrate on the third rise to a high or the third descent to a low. This wave will more likely trigger a sharp price break than the first test. Are profitable entry points easy to recognize? The best entries always jump out to experienced eyes. Their location in the maze of 1-minute or 5-minute price bars makes them obvious. No two patterns are alike, but all promising setups share a common feature. They speak for themselves and require little interpretation. If you have to think about it, move on to the next opportunity. Is the market displaying positive feedback or negative feedback? Dead markets rob profits as easily as losing positions. Study volume to decide whether anyone really cares. How wide is the price range compared to recent days? Narrow range days make profitable intraday entries very difficult. Does enthusiasm build on the time and sales screen? Or is dull money controlling the action? When the markets just sit there, change the channel. Execute the appropriate trade once an opportunity appears. Midday markets favor constricted action, so the most effective tactics apply classic swing strategy. Experience suggests that the best results will come from buying weakness on uptrend issues and selling strength on downtrend ones. Expected holding period and price momentum determine which intraday trends provide the best reward risk. Even 1-minute and 5-minute trends offer profitable swing trades as long as midday volatility induces wide range movement. Align entries with market clock impulses or reactions, and always keep one eye on the tick. Odds favor an increase in selling right at 2:30 p.m. This time bias originates in the bond market. On volatile days, their 3 p.m. closing forces many equity participants to the sidelines to avoid reversals and shakeouts. Over time, this sell zone has established itself as a natural exit point, and now appears even during quiet credit markets. Insiders also use 2:30 p.m. to measure selling pressure in anticipation of the last hour, and locals turn quick profits by reversing rallies into this point. As with the 10:20 a.m. move, strong buying can ignite when selling doesn't appear right at 2:30 p.m., but this late event always carries a negative bias, regardless of the intraday trend.